Hey, this is Bart. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So it's been a little while since we've had a chance to catch up. You guys have still been busy, though, in spite of the pandemic. You had to set some touring aside, but you made some new music in a cabin. What was that like?
It kept us sane is what it was like. We took about 2 years to work on this album from start to finish. And gosh, our first single, Almost Home, will be almost a year and a half old by the time this thing comes out. And the album, I guess, should have released a few months after that, but then the pandemic hit and everything came to a screeching halt. And so we intentionally slowed the album down just to have something to work on and feel normal. So we locked ourselves up in our studio and for the next year and ended up rewriting a different record, it feels like, and even changing the title of the album to Inhale, Exhale. And it just, yeah, everything just changed. And by the time it was done, it felt like this album for us is kind of a timestamp of this season that hopefully we'll never go through again, but something that we're never going to forget.
Yeah, I can't help but think that it's not coincidence that it's called Inhale, Exhale, as that's something that probably we all need to do as we've been dealing with such a once-in-a-lifetime kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, the whole time we were making the album or redoing the album, we kept telling ourselves, man, we just want people to be able to take a deep breath and kind of set aside the things that are weighing them down and just remember who's in control and what matters. And I guess we said it enough to where when the time came, we were all like, let's just call it Inhale, Exhale. And so it definitely kind of sums up this whole season we've been in.
Now, one of the songs that we've been playing a lot of is Say I Won't. It's a very powerful single, and it's all from a true story of one of your former merch guys. His name is Gary Miracle, and he had a life-changing experience still going through that. Can you share some of his story with us?
Yeah, Gary was our first merch guy from 25 years ago, and he was our guitar player's roommate. He's been a part of the family for a very long time, and Gary got really sick in 2019, right before pandemic hit, and thought we were going to lose him. And when they realized they were going to be able to save him, they knew that they were going to have to take his arms and his legs. And because of the pandemic, we had to watch from a distance. His outlook on life, his attitude to the whole thing was like I've never seen before. And it just showed up in that song. We were already writing it, and the song kind of originally started out as more talking about identity in Christ, and when you realize what you have, there's nothing you can't do. And by the time watching Gary's story, by the time we finished the song, it became more of an overcomer kind of rocky moment of like, keep saying I won't do this, and I keep proving you wrong. And, you know, he was all over that song even when I didn't realize it. And so when we were talking about it being the first single and we can't tour or get out there and promote that much, we knew we wanted the video to be powerful. The label actually came to us and said, hey, I've heard these stories about kind of random people going through hard times. Maybe you could tell that story. And it kind of felt a little slimy just because it felt like we were exploiting the song, these stories just to sell a song. And we didn't want to do that. And in that conversation, I remember, I was like, why would we do that? This is all about Gary. I was like, oh, wait, why don't we tell Gary's story? And so called him, and he was like, man, I do want people to be inspired by what we're going through to overcome whatever they're facing. He goes, but I don't know if I'm there spiritually and emotionally. And so I asked him, I said, man, let us tell your story for you. We'll do the heavy lifting and you can trust us and we'll protect you through all this. And he was in tears. He was like, it was kind of the perfect situation for him too. And so the video turned out better than we ever thought. And I think we've kind of created a monster because now he's like, hey man, the single's slowing down here. What's going on every day? We're like, easy there, pal. Yeah, well, don't worry. He's hanging there.
Well, spending time with Bart Millard of Mercy Me. Bart, very excited to chat with you and look forward to your new album, Inhale, Exhale. And not only do you have Say I Won't, which is a great story about Gary Miracle, your former merch guy, but you also have some special guests. Saw Gloria Gaynor's on the album, Gary Lavox of Rascal Flatts, but also this Sam Wesley guy. Who's this guy?
He's my oldest son.
Yeah. What was that experience like?
It was pretty surreal. Like, Sam's incredibly talented and kind of finding his own lane. And so I've encouraged him to, you know, work on songwriting. There's these companies that'll reach out and say, hey, American Idol's looking for a song for their commercial or something like that. And they'll pay you like a couple of $100. And he was going, yeah, we're going to try to do this. It's really cool. And I was like, man, this song is really, really good. You don't need to give it away for $200. And I was like, you need to be a legitimate songwriter, and just encouraged him to be patient, and maybe there's somebody else would record it, or maybe Sam would. I played it for the band and the label, and they were like, or you guys need to record. This song is great. And I'm not one to push that on them, but I was really excited when they thought it was good enough. And so I went to Sam, and it was that weird dynamic of, like, I never thought I'd go, hey, Daddy loves your song. Now Daddy wants your song. It was like a weird thing. And so I was like, man, you could be a real songwriter and, like, you know, and get paid for this. And so I don't have to pay for your car payment. You know, this is a great, this is a win-win. So, he finally came around, and then I went in and helped him finish the verses, and I was singing a demo pass of the vocal just to show the label what it would sound like. And I was so sick, I lost my voice. And so I had Sam just finish the back half. And so when I showed them, and I was telling them, hey, I'll come back and finish Sam's part, they were like, no, leave it, man. This is amazing. Like, this is unbelievable. And what a killer opportunity dads don't normally get. And so, like, I was pretty emotional because I was like, man, are you kidding me? And had a super proud dad moment. And I love the song. I think he sounds great on it. And so it's very surreal that I've been in a band long enough to see Sam Bourne, and now he's a grown man singing on the album. So we've been in the band a long time.
What I love about it too is it humanizes you a little bit. Those of us who work in the business know we're all, you know, people. We're moms and dads, we're husbands and wives, everyday people. But to have those who have watched you on the stage and see you as larger than life go, oh, that's right, he's a dad too, he's doing all the normal dad stuff that other dads do. So that's a really cool opportunity.
Trust me, I'm doing the normal dad stuff.
Okay, I got to know, during the pandemic, you have five kids. Is there one that holds the record for wearing the same sweatpants day after day after day after day?
Yes, that would be Sophie, my 11-year-old. we were like, it was like, I felt like we were doing fundraisers, like the old church days with a thermometer going up just to see when she would shower next. It got really rough. So we were like, come on now, come on. I know you're not going to see anybody today, but you're seeing us, and it's bad, you know, so. Yeah, it became kind of a punchline the whole time. She was like, why shower? Today's like yesterday and tomorrow. We're like, because you smell.
It's almost kind of like, why do you change the sheets on the bed? They're just going to get dirty anyways. Well, there is a reason.
Yes, that's so true.
Well, Bart, we appreciate you taking some time with us. I want to just kind of thread the needle back to the album Inhale, Exhale coming out. Very excited to hear more music from you guys. I know you guys are getting ready to head back to touring. Looks like you'll be making a stop in Grand Rapids. I'm sure that's exciting for you. But as we wrap up, I do want to give you an opportunity to just share with everybody that might be feeling a little defeated, whether it is going through a difficult challenge or whether it's the pandemic, just share with them some encouragement to just get through whatever they're facing right now.
Well, yeah, I think now more than ever, you can say with a great deal of confidence that whatever you're going through, you're absolutely not alone, that we're all going through this together, and we've all had our healthy amount of fears and concerns and anxiety. And I think for me, the most comforting thing is that our message, people are like, has this changed the message you have? And I was like, no, not at all. Like, nothing changes. It's still about not letting fear consume you. It's still not being a slave to your past. It's all those things. And that he's still in control. He's still on his throne. That Jesus is still our only hope. And if nothing else, it's like, it's these moments when things get really, really tough that it almost is like kicking the tires on this truth and realizing, oh, it really is good news, even more so. And so I hope that people see that instead of like it's not holding up or what's going on, why are these bad things happening, but that you can see that now more than ever, our absolute only hope, and you're certainly not alone in that.
Bart, we appreciate you so much, and we are so excited for you and the guys to be coming to Grand Rapids in November. Hopefully everything's okay and we're able to fill some seats and hear some great music once again.
Yes, I hope so.
Well, you take care. Tell everybody we said hi, and we'll look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys.